I'm Sarah Gonzalez, co-host of NPR's Planet Money podcast, filling in for Tanzina Vega on The Takeaway. A few years ago, the National Institutes of Health decided it would no longer conduct experiments on chimpanzees in the U.S.
A large number of these chimps were bred for HIV/AIDS research, which did not go well. They were used in toxicity testing. They did a variety of types of research that involves hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C research.
That's Lori Gruen, a professor of philosophy at Wesleyan University. She's also an animal rights scholar who is among those pushing for the transfer of these endangered animals from research facilities to sanctuaries. But recently, an NIH panel voted that a New Mexico research facility would retire each of its 44 chimpanzees to its own labs rather than moving them to a national chimpanzee sanctuary in Louisiana called Chimp Haven. And although NIH research on chimpanzees has stopped, advocates like Lori are concerned about what keeping them in labs could mean for their well-being.
There's about 1,400 chimpanzees in captivity in the United States. A little over 230 of them are in zoos, and a little under 370 are in laboratories. And the most chimpanzees live in sanctuaries. 640 live in sanctuary in the United States, and half of those, 300-ish, are living in Chimp Haven, which is our national chimpanzee sanctuary.
And in 2015, the government banned biomedical research on all chimpanzees and said that all chimps that are owned by the United States would be retired. But as of now, as you said, some of these retired animals are still living in research labs. Will you just describe their living conditions for us?
Well, they're variable. In many of the laboratories right now, the chimps do have indoor and outdoor areas. Some of them live in open-air corrals. Some of them live in what are called primadomes, and they're in various different size groups. Some are in very small groups. Some are in larger groups. Chimpanzees in the wild live in large fission-fusion societies, and so larger groups are always more socially appropriate for chimpanzees. And in sanctuaries, they have much more room to move, they have more naturalistic habitats to explore, and they tend to be able to live in larger groups. The very reason these sanctuaries exist is to satisfy the chimpanzees' interests, needs, wants, preferences, desires. That's their whole purpose. And laboratories, that's not the purpose. They have to satisfy certain minimal interests, minimal needs, but their purpose in laboratories is and was to produce medical and scientific knowledge, which is a very different framework, a different attitude for thinking about the animals.
Last week, a National Institutes of Health panel decided that it would not relocate 44 retired chimpanzees to this chimp sanctuary. Explain this decision to us. Why did they say this? Why don't they want to relocate these animals?
One of the things that happened when the government, when the NIH decided that it was time to move all the chimps to the National Chimpanzee Sanctuary, which is Chimp Haven, the laboratories, of course, didn't want that to happen because they were going to be losing per diem. What's per diem? Well, the government pays the laboratories and the New Mexico facility to hold the chimpanzees there. And the cost of holding them in the laboratories and in the New Mexico facility is much higher than the cost of retiring them to sanctuary. So there's a financial interest on the part of those who are running the laboratory and other holding facilities. And what they were saying is that the chimps are not healthy enough or they're too sick. Sicknesses that they got while they were at the New Mexico facility, and decided that all of the chimps should stay in New Mexico.
And who were the people who were on this panel that made this decision not to relocate the chimpanzees?
There are three veterinarians from the National Institutes of Health. The three veterinarians are not chimpanzee experts, and they are also, in some ways, going to defer to the veterinarian who is on site at the New Mexico facility. The panel did not go to Chimp Haven, and they didn't go to the New Mexico facility, so they never met the chimpanzees. But I think to make it a less biased panel, the veterinarian from Chimp Haven should have been a part of the conversation, just as the veterinarian from New Mexico. Because one of the things that this particular panel decided to go along with the head veterinarian about was that some of the chimps are bonded to one another. So even if they're not that sick, and there are 17 of the chimpanzees that are in their 30s, so these aren't old and frail chimpanzees, but they said that they were bonded to other chimps that were there. Well, without meeting the chimps, without understanding what their sort of social opportunities would be like, it's very difficult to say that they were bonded, and a chimpanzee behavioral expert who met the chimpanzees would probably be in a better position to do that.
Did they provide any information about how sick these animals are or what their conditions are? Why would it be too dangerous to move them?
Most chimpanzees in captivity have some form of heart disease. Captivity is a stressful thing for a chimpanzee, a wild animal. They're not domesticated. And so heart disease is not unsurprising. We see it in zoo chimps. We see it in sanctuary chimps. We see it in lab chimps. These chimps at New Mexico, many of whom are noted as being obese, have heart conditions and diabetes, which is exacerbated by obesity. And the question you might want to ask is, why are they obese? Why aren't they getting exercise? Why is their diet such that they're obese? And that question was not addressed at all by any of the veterinarians who made this decision.
Is the quality of health services for these chimpanzees better at a research facility than what they would get at a sanctuary like Chimp Haven? Is that why they decided not to relocate them?
No. Chimp Haven is accredited by all of the same organizations that the laboratories are accredited by, and in addition are accredited by two sanctuary organizations. But the attitude of the veterinarians at laboratories is very different than the veterinarians at Chimp Haven. And that's because the goal of the animals in laboratories is to provide useful scientific information. The idea there is to make sure that when you euthanize an animal, it's done properly. That's a veterinary concern. Of course, if there has to be a euthanization at the sanctuary, that has only to do with the health of the animal, not to do with the medical purpose.
And what do you think all of this says about what happens to animals after we stop using them for research? What should we really be prioritizing when it comes to the well-being of these animals?
Chimpanzees can live into their late 50s in captivity, and they are socially complicated individuals. And given that they've been used in myriad ways by us for medical research purposes, my view is that we owe them a decent retirement in sanctuary where they can be respected and they can be cared for beyond their role as tools for research. As individuals who have rich and meaningful lives, lives that matter to them, and that they can be cared for and tended to and respected and admired. And so I think that in the case of all of these chimpanzees, the presumption should be that they, unless they're going to pass away in transport, which means they're so, so sick that they're going to die within the next week or two, they should all be in sanctuary.
Lori Gruen is an animal rights scholar and professor of philosophy at Wesleyan University. Lori, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.